We are going to be sharing communion this morning, and I just want to talk a little bit. We're going to worship first and then share communion afterwards this morning. But I just want to just remind ourselves that as we share that we are embedded in this is it's an act of deep unity. I want us to see that actually this is an act of unity with the heart of God, that as we share, it's unity with God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all embedded in this act. It's His unity with one another, that we come together as His body, sharing in this wondrous, glorious opportunity. And Paul explains it like this in 1 Corinthians 10. He says this, verse 16, "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf," and he was describing Jesus as the one loaf, "we who are many are one body. We are united with him. We are one with him. For we all share the one loaf." We all share his provision. We all share from what he has provided for us through his death on the cross in our place. So before we share together, so we're going to worship together, but I want to just have a quick look at little bits from the songs that we are going to be singing. And I think you'll see that Rob's going to do his miracles this morning with this. You see that this theme kind of runs through the songs that we're going to sing. So, yeah, it's got to warm up, isn't it? Here we go. We start this thing. You say to us, "Seek your face." I know Zoe is going to come on to that bit there, but it is. We're seeking his face this morning because we have gathered with one thirst and hunger. Is that why we're here this morning? We've come together with one heart, one purpose. We're here, I love that, we're here to drink of glory and wonder. I just even think as we share communion, there's a kind of drinking in of the glory, of the wonder of Jesus this morning. And our longing is that he would come and fill this place. I always believe there's a very precious sense of Jesus around the table as we share, that he'd fill this place, fill each one of us with himself. And then it goes on to say, "Our single wish, our soul desires to gaze upon your beauty." That is it. This morning as we come with all kinds of things, legitimate things, all sorts of stuff from this week, all sorts of things that we're going back to when we leave this place. But in this moment, it's coming into that place where we come with that one position of seeking after him, to look at him and to feast upon him. And so the next song goes on that whole thing. It starts off by saying, "We turn our hearts and fix our eyes." I want us to do that this morning. It's almost like a purposeful, intentional act that we choose to turn away from all the questions, turn away from all the stuff, turn away from everything else, that we fix our hearts, we fix our gaze, we fix our attention on him. And that song goes on to say, "One heart, one voice, we will lift you up." As we worship in a minute, that is it. We're here with one heart, with one voice. It is to lift him up. And we know as he is lifted up, he draws all people to himself. It is all about lifting up. What is the solution to many of the things we've been talking about this morning? It is Jesus. It is Jesus being lifted up that will make a difference to us. It will make a difference to our communities, our nation, as he is truly lifted up in reality. And then we're going to sing another song later on that says, "This is my desire." Is this your desire this morning? This is my desire, to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, and worship you. All that I have within me, I give to you. And so it's everything about him that says that. And then it goes on to say, and it's a prayer, it's a lovely prayer to pray, if you like, as we, you know, worship and prayer go together, don't they? It's kind of all weaved in together. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. It's a bold prayer to pray. Because we know that stuff gets in the way of that, and it's something that we have to keep coming back from. But as we do that, we recognize what God has done and continues to do in our lives. I like it that the next one says, "Up from the ashes your love has brought us." It's kind of linking into Isaiah 61, which is, it's all about jubilee. It's about beauty for ashes. And, you know, sometimes the things in our lives that are kind of a bit like ashes, they've just kind of burnt up, they just seem to have just been taken from us, if you like. And I love the fact that God restores, he redeems, he brings back beauty for ashes. Up from the ashes your love has brought us, out of the darkness into the light. We were dark. Without God it is dark. Our lives were dark. Our lives were in that place. He's brought us from that place of darkness into the place of his lights. And he's lifted our sorrows. And even as we sing it, maybe you're carrying sorrows and hurt and things like that right there as we come together, as we recognize again, as we fix on him, let him lift those sorrows from you. Bearing our burdens. I just love that. So often we struggle on trying to bear our burdens all on our own. He wants to bear our burdens for us, bearing our burdens, healing our hearts. And so often our hearts are broken, our hearts, stuff has happened, and we find ourselves in that place, and he wants to come and do that. And so as we reflect on that, it brings us to that place again where it says, "To our God we lift up one voice." We lift up one song. It's together. We come together for all our collective places too. And we come together with a oneness of our song, which is all about him. We come together. There's something about this united voice, this united declaration. And that song goes on to say, "Chains have been broken, eyes have been opened." Do you understand that? Do you remember the time when God broke those chains off your life? He loves to break those chains. Chains have been broken. Eyes have been opened. Lord, open my eyes that I might see you more clearly. An army of dry bones is starting to rise. Ezekiel, you know that army is rising. It seems like, you know, a valley of dry bones. It doesn't look very hopeful. But God turns that around to a mighty army, if you remember that story. Death is defeated. That is the key. In the end, whatever else goes on, we know death is defeated. Jesus has once and for all defeated death. And in him, our death has been defeated. We are victorious. Do you feel victorious this morning? Sometimes life just kind of sucks it out of you. But the reality is we are victorious in him. Just as David, as Craig was talking about before Goliath, mocks this young boy. You know, how can he possibly come against a 9-foot-high giant with all his gear? But David knew his God. He had his eyes fixed on him. In him, we are victorious. Whatever is coming against us, we are victorious. Why? Because he is alive. And he is forever alive. And so as we come and think about that again, it pulls us forwards. So this song that says, "I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all." As we worship, I stand my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours. It brings us back into that place of worshipping him again. We keep getting drawn back to this whole heart of worship. And then as we do that, we have a song that has these words in it. We crown you with every crown. Just love it. For the way you loved us. Crown you with every crown for the way you saved us. For the way you saved us, for the way you love us. High King of Heaven, we crown you Lord of all. Every time we just get a fresh glimpse of him, it causes us to worship all over again. And so it comes back to that good old sort of statement. All hail, Redeemer, hail. If you think of Redeemers, think of Boaz and Ruth and just that picture of Redeemer, and Christ is the ultimate Redeemer. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for you have died for me. I mean, that is just beyond comprehension, that the High King of Heaven, God himself, should die for you, for me. Your praise will never, never fail through all eternity. It's going to be the eternal theme. It's going throughout eternity. That is going to be the theme of praise to him. And then we come to this song, God of Creation. I kind of love this song. It might be a song that you just want to sort of meditate on as it's sung. And it has this recurring phrase of 100 billion. I kind of love it. It's limitless. It's just saying, God, you are just beyond huge. And it's just wonderful. And it comes to this part in it, God of salvation. You chased down my heart through all of my failure and pride. I just love that. You know, God chases us down. I just love that. He doesn't wait for us to come to him. He's always been looking for us. It doesn't start with us. It always starts with him. And he continues to chase us. When we get lost, when we get confused, when we get distracted, he's chasing us down again because he's wanting to gather us back up into his arms and bring us into that place. You chased my heart down through all of my failure and pride. Isn't that wonderful? And then these words are just, on a hill you created. I was thinking about that. In that moment of creation when God created, he created that hill in that moment of creation where he knew that he was coming in the person of Jesus to die on the hill that he created. He caused a tree to grow that would be shaped into the cross on which he would die. He put iron ore in the grounds that would be smelted to create the nails that would hold him to the cross. It's just extraordinary that he did this. On a hill you created, the light of the world abandoned in darkness to die. We don't begin to understand the fullness of what God went through in love for you and for me, that we may come into that place. And it goes on to say, and as you speak, I think it's thinking of those final triumphant words from the cross. It is finished. It is the word. It is the declaration that goes through all eternity. 100 billion failures disappear. I just love that statement. Love that statement. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It's dealt with. It disappears. God doesn't remember it. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed that from us. It's disappeared. There's no limit to it. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. Hallelujah. We find our life through what he has done for us. I can see your heart in everything you've done. I pray that God would open our eyes to see more and more of what he has done. I don't think we even get a little glimpse of the fullness of what he's done. Every part designed in a work art of art called love. If you gladly chose surrender, so will I. I can see your hearts. 8 billion different ways. He's saying every single person that's alive, and when this is written, about 8 billion people in the earth, each one carrying something precious of the character and nature of God. Each of the unborn babies carrying something of the nature and the character of God in all of those ways. Every precious one, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love, then so will I. Like you would again 100 billion times. I just love that. There's no limit to what God would do. No limit to what God would do. You're the one who never leaves the one behind. How precious is that? And so then we get to our final song. You're the word at the beginning that says this. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. And then it goes on to say, you didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. He brought it down in his own personhood. As he became, he took on flesh, he became man, who's still God, but man too, he came down. And I love this. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? And the answer is nothing could separate us then. And then it goes on to say, death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. There's now no isolation. The God is not hidden and kept from us. We can embrace him, we can know him. You silence the boast of sin and grave. There's a lot of noise out there saying stuff, but that voice will be silenced through the voice of Jesus. The heavens are roaring. Can you hear the heavens roaring? The praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. And so he says, you have no rival. I like that. It's not like there's a battle of equals at all. There is no one like him. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Every other kingdom comes and goes. Empires come and go. But he will never go. He reigns for all eternity. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. So that's what we're going to see. We're going to lead into that now. We're just going to take this time to worship and just get hold of that. Allow it just to fill you and flow through you. All right, so we're going to worship.